Today's scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against one another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful.
I hate this job. Every day it's the same with the same people, and they're so boring and rude. Ugh. Good morning. Where are you headed?
Same old, same old.
Okay. Brrr. Skirt. Good morning. Oh, no.
Oh, don't worry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where are you headed this morning?
Oh, yoga.
With a gas mask?
Well, what else would you wear?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right, then.
Okay. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you so much. Where are you headed today?
Oh, well, I'm just off to the Sahara Desert.
Why do you need a raincoat?
Well, you know, with the flash floods and everything, you can never be too careful.
Okay. Thank you.
Just another wacko.
What an odd fellow. Skirt! Good morning. Where are you headed today?
I'm headed to my new job at the dentist.
Oh, are you the dentist?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm really excited. Like, I've gone through so much school, and I had some issues with scurvy last year, but like, it's okay. I get to help people now.
All right, that's great.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
This is kind of ridiculous.
Skirt. Good morning. Where are you
Good
headed?
Morning. Oh, just Virginia Beach.
Interesting choice of clothing.
Well, one, it's fashionable. And two, it protects me from the sun. And three, the hurricanes, you know.
Okay.
Well, that was kind of weird, but it seems kind of nice.
Skirt! Oh, so why isn't the door opening? Oh. I have to do it manually.
It's fine. Take your time.
Good morning. Where
Good
are you
morning.
Headed?
The pool, obviously. Like, I don't want to drown.
Okay. Have fun.
She's kind of friendly, at least.
Yes. Skirt! Oh, I think the bus is full. I'm sorry.
Oh, but there's a seat next to that gentleman.
Oh, sorry, I must not have seen it.
Oh, you're fine.
Where are you headed today?
I'm going on a marathon.
Oh, with that outfit?
Yes.
Okay.
At least she was pleasant.
Skirt! She was very forgiving.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Does this bus take a route to Salem?
I believe we do.
That is great. I'm sorry, I forgot my ticket this morning. Is that okay?
Oh,
how much is it?
Usually they're $8, but I can give you a discount for two.
Really? Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Group hug, guys.
They're
nice.
So weird.
Hi, nice to meet you this morning. So, I'm on my way to Salem because there's going to be like this baseball game, I think.
Okay.
That's what I was told. And they also told me to bring this. It's really interesting. I think you would like it. There's a page in there that's really interesting to read. Yeah, it's called The Holy Bible by God. It's really nice.
As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion.
Oh, there's my yoga studio.
Kindness.
Oh, I think I see the camels.
Humility.
My appointment's in 3 minutes.
Meekness.
The hurricanes are coming.
And patience.
I can see the pool.
Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other.
There's the marathon.
Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love.
My friend brought his broomstick. See ya.
Which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful.
Those people were pretty nice.
Yeah, they were dressed so weirdly on the outside, but I could tell that they were clothed in Christ.
Thank you. Saturday morning, 8 of our church members are flying to Colorado to participate in the National Youth Conference as well as Ellie Kosek in Wisconsin. We'd like to offer a time of commissioning for this group. Please join me in a call and response printed in your bulletin. Our congregation is excited to send you to National Youth Conference. Be open to new experiences. God will be working all around you and through you. Be watchful. Listen to God and to God's people around you. Be expectant of the new clothes God may want to put on you. And be thankful. Thankful for this opportunity and for those who helped to get you here. Thankful to God for what you will learn.
May we keep our eyes, ears, and hearts open to see, hear, and experience what God wants to weave into our lives.
God, keep these National Youth Conference participants open to seeing your creation, hearing your voice, and experiencing your love. Keep them bound together with you and your people. Bring back ready to teach us to grow into your clothes. Passion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Amen.
It has been a long-standing, or perhaps sitting, tradition for the National Youth Conference attendees to bring with them a pillow. The auditorium where the youth and the chaperones meet to worship is a very large, very hard floor. Additionally, participants use their pillows to rest along their long journeys made by planes, buses, and shuttles. Small group events often spread out throughout the campus for Bible study and special interest groups, and the pillows become comfortable places to sit throughout the days. This past March, the women who attended the winter women's retreat made special pillows for the participants as an expression of our love and our hope for the comfort in the upcoming trip. Those of you who have pillows, will you please bring them forward now and share them? We hope these pillows will bring you physical comfort as well as symbolize spiritual comfort that God blesses you with you for this trip. Thank you.